This is VOA News. I'm Tommy. Taiwanese voters are at the polls for presidential and legislative elections. The vote follows months of signs that China is stepping up political influence and disinformation operations on the island Beijing claims as its own. Taiwan officials and experts have been warning that Beijing government is trying to sway the election through disinformation campaign and military intimidation, an accusation that China denies. The United States has emphasized free and fair elections. Iran is denying it shot down a Ukrainian jetliner, while Ukraine's foreign minister says his country is reserving judgment. As AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports, the United States and several other countries are blaming Iran for that crash.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it's likely an Iranian missile brought down the plane. He's the highest-level American official directly blaming Iran, a day after Canadian, Australian, and British leaders did the same, while noting it appears to have been unintentional. Pompeo says an investigation will continue.
It's important that we get to the bottom of it.
And he's confident the U.S. and world will take appropriate action as a response. His Ukrainian counterparts urging caution as the probe goes on.
We will come to our conclusions. We don't want to come to them right now.
Iran denies any missiles hit the plane. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. officials say the military tried but failed to take out another senior Iranian commander.
The officials say a military airstrike targeted Abdulreza Shalahi. He's a high-ranking commander in the Revolutionary Guard's Quds Force. The officials say Shalahi was on approved military targeting lists along with General Qasem Soleimani. That's an indication the strikes were a deliberate effort to cripple the leadership of the Quds Force, which the U.S. has designated as a terror organization. The State Department says Shalahi has what it describes as a long history of targeting Americans and U.S. allies around the world. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And this is VOA News. The U.S. placed more sanctions on Iran Friday in response to its missile attack on U.S. military troops in Iraq last week, and it threatened further action to weaken Iran's economy if Tehran continues to carry out what it considers terrorist actions. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said at the White House news conference the new sanctions target Iran's construction, manufacturing, mining, and textile industry.
We are taking action against 8 senior Iranian officials who advanced the regime's destabilizing activity and were involved in Tuesday's ballistic missile strike.
The Trump administration believes the sanctions will force Tehran to negotiate a new nuclear agreement, downsize the missile development program, and end its support of militias in the Middle East. Bushfires continue on Australia's east coast, eased on Saturday after a tough night for firefighters. And authorities say that they expect to have at least a week of milder weather where they can improve defenses against the huge blazes still burning. A strong southerly wind changed on Friday night with gusts of more than 160 miles per hour recorded, whipped a number of fires up to the emergency warning level. But by Saturday morning, cooler temperatures and rainfall had eased those conditions. The New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian said that the milder weather will give firefighters a chance to gain an advantage.
So it gives a great reprieve for our wonderful firefighters and emergency services personnel to really double down and try and get control of some of these fires, firefronts which have increased activity overnight, but now which have subdued with the milder weather conditions.
Since October, 27 people have been killed, thousands subjected to repeat evacuations as huge and unpredictable fires scorch more than 10.3 million hectares of land, an area roughly the size of South Korea. U.S. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says the House will take steps next week to send articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate. APZ Donahue.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the impeachment trial could start next week. He's anxious to get started.
It's been a long wait. I'm glad it's over.
The president was impeached in the House 3 weeks ago. Pelosi has been in a standoff with McConnell over how the trial would be handled. Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney says impeachment was based on assumptions and no direct evidence.
It is not the job of the Senate to try to fix the completely faulty and flawed process that the House Democrats conducted over here.
But Washington Democrat Adam Smith says Pelosi is doing this the right way.
Put pressure on the Senate to have a fair trial. Shine a light on the fact that Mitch McConnell is not being fair.
McConnell wants a speedy trial without new witnesses. Ed Donahue, Washington.
More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.